Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Peru are electing a new president. The most recent public opinion polls indicate that candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kaczynski are virtually tied in the runoff election. Fujimori is the daughter of a former president, Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a 25-year prison sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Candidate Kaczynski is a former World Bank economist. Both candidates are conservatives. The last of the state presidential primary elections in this year's U.S. political campaign takes place this week. The largest of Tuesday's five elections is in California. It is expected that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will wrap up the Democratic presidential nomination, although she faces a strong challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polls show a tight race between the two in California. Both would like to finish off with a win there. Taliban militants opened fire Sunday in a courthouse in eastern Afghanistan, killing seven people and wounding 21 in what they say was a revenge attack for last month's execution of some Taliban prisoners. Officials say the court's newly appointed prosecutor was among those killed in the attack in Logar province. All three gunmen were killed by Afghan security forces. The Syrian army is moving into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the self-proclaimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of the Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. The Islamic State group has held Raqqa since 2013. This is VOA News.